Delivered to your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
It's radio, though, Jessica. Do you really have to see me?
Weird about conversing with Cole.
I know. Welcome to Inside Baseball. I'm just kidding. It's 5:14 at Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. You just heard from Jessica Linder, Executive Director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Also, Ken Springer joining me in studio, the President of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. And as I just mentioned, they put together what's called a Guide to Greater Galesburg. So we're glad to have you both here. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for having us on.
It's been kind of a busy week or so here for both of your organizations between Jupiter Machine Tools starting up last week. We've had a couple of businesses decide they're going to wrap things up. That's kind of a mix of good news and not so good news lately.
It always seems to come in bunches like that, but yeah.
No, you'd hate to be in this job then. It comes in that way all the time. but glad to have you both here for sure. Again, this is called A Guide to Greater Galesburg, and I guess Ken, since I can see you first, I'll start with you. Talk about this and kind of what led to it.
Sure. So both the Knox County Area Partnership and the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, we do a lot of meetings with area businesses and ask area businesses what their challenges are, what issues they're facing. And something that's come up a number of times for Jessica and I over the last couple of years is the difficulty that area employers have in recruiting employees, specifically recruiting employees from outside of the area. It's no mystery right now. We have a fairly low unemployment rate. We have one of the stronger economies that we've had in the last decade or so. There's lots and lots of companies out there hiring, but specifically for companies that are trying to recruit employees, a lot of times high level employees from outside of the area. There's a difficulty in getting folks to consider coming to this region, and so we thought it would be a fantastic idea if the chamber and KCAP partnered up and created a resource that our area employers could utilize specifically for recruiting employees.
So, Jessica, from your standpoint, what's in it for the chamber?
I think there's a lot. Our members are really already eating this up. We've heard from quite a few just this week already as they've been looking at it since Friday when we launched it. Mm-hmm. Like Ken said, a lot of our employers have really similar needs, and hiring is definitely one of those big needs. So to be able to tell the story of the community and help them convey that to candidates is definitely a benefit to all of our businesses.
So I hear this, and I hear the need to bring people in to fill some of these jobs. And there's the part of me that can hear some people saying, why would we want to bring people in when we have a big potential workforce here already? Is that how you see it? To a point,
I see it more for specialized skills. For example, I mean, the part of the easiest way to explain this is if you're a healthcare institution and you're looking to recruit doctors. Or if you're a major public institution and you're looking to find a CFO, these are positions that you typically would pay a headhunter firm to go after.
And that's pretty expensive, isn't it?
It can be very expensive, and it's about putting the best face forward for your community. I mean, you're sitting across the table from two people that were recruited from outside of the area to come in, and I don't know about you, Jessica, but I was given a little 5-page packet on Galesburg and Knox County, and it was okay, but it certainly wasn't very thorough. I mean, maybe you can talk about your experience.
Well, as we've talked before, Jessica, you were at least slightly familiar with this area before you
slightly,
came here.
Slightly. And I think I got the evolution of the packet Ken got because you added to it when they were hiring for the chamber.
Yeah, we had photocopy.
There you go.
So, yeah, it is. And, you know, Will, we've talked about on the show before when you and I have sat down just that there is a lot to do in Galesburg and there's mm-hmm. a lot of great things in this community. But at the end of the day, we're not Chicago. We're not New York City. People don't just know immediately what's in this community and what the draw is. So we have to work a little harder than those big cities to tell our story.
And I think some people would have you believe that there's nothing to do in Galesburg or there's no reason whatsoever to come to this city. And by and large, you want to change that attitude too, right?
Yeah, And I think the key thing, I mean, getting back to the guide, is this is something that was expressed to us as being an issue. And what KCAP and the Chamber have done is we have creatively partnered up to solve that issue. Mm-hmm. And so far, the employer, the feedback that we've gotten from employers has been extremely positive for this. You know, this is a guide that we've created to be open source so that, if major employers in the area already have recruitment tools, they can augment that with this guide. But, in general, this was our two organizations saying, okay, we've got this problem that we've heard about. Let's figure out a way to do something about it.
You mentioned the open source aspect of it. How much of that kind of went into developing what we see now prior to it going live, I guess, if you will? I imagine you probably spent a lot of time talking to people about putting this together.
Long time. This guide is really over a year in the making at this point. So we have a group of HR professionals that the Chamber and KCAP convene twice a year. Mm-hmm. And that was really where this idea originated from, in talking to them about some of their recruiting issues. And they, as we went, saw different drafts or different, we saw the table of contents. They kind of helped us work through that, through some of that. They gave us feedback on what candidates ask them a lot, or what new candidates they've brought to the area struggle to find or struggle to do getting settled. So there was definitely a lot of feedback from people that will be kind of our end users of the product as we developed it. And if you look at it, it's also, I will say, I didn't do the design work, but it's visually beautiful. So a lot of time and effort went into, you know, not only writing the copy, but putting together the way it looks.
And I know, Jessica, as you and I have talked, that I know you've been kind of going through a strategic planning type of a process. I imagine some of this has come up in that.
For sure. Yeah, talent attraction and talent retention is a really, really key thing for this community, and really a key priority moving forward, I think, for our organization. And KCAP's been working a lot in the workforce area as well. Can you kind of speak to that?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before. Our community's been losing population since 1980, and I think since the 1980 census, we need to do everything we possibly can to boost population. And I think, you know, to your original question, Will, about local residents, we're putting a—
I was just going to ask along those lines, how do you sort of balance the need to bring people in versus the need to get jobs to people that are already here?
Yeah, and I think it's a two-pronged approach. So from the local standpoint, you know, KCAP has launched the whole bunch of programming in our Talent Connect arena to build up key industries, to increase the flow of talent, to retain area people to work in those industries. This tool is more of a niche tool designed, again, for institutions that are out headhunting for specific positions, but we want to be, you know, comprehensive in our approach. Anything that adds population to this area is a good thing, because you know, population loss, it creates so many problems for communities.
I have a couple of minutes left, so Ken and Jessica, maybe if you could talk a little bit about some of the things you'll see if you're a business owner in this document first, and then we'll talk about how you can get it if you don't have it already.
Sure. I mean, for starters, it's designed to appeal not only to job candidates but also to the trailing spouses, and that is a critically important part of any kind of— if you've ever been in a position where you're evaluating a different community to locate. It's not just you, the job seeker. It's your husband or your wife or your partner that is part of that decision making process too. So a lot of what the guide provides is a narrative about what it's actually like to live here, right? It's not the same as a visitor's guide. It's not designed for the tourist. It's designed for somebody that's actually going to live here. So it talks about things like cost of living and housing, and there's profiles on the education system. Talks about public safety. It talks about job opportunities for trailing spouses. So really, it's designed to be the piece that the job seeker maybe gets during the interview and it takes home and gives to their partner, their family to review, and approaches them that way. Do you want to add anything to that, Jessica?
No, I think you kind of got it there. It really covers all areas of living in the community specifically.
Okay. An email went out to Chamber members and KCAP investors on Friday talking about how you can get this. But in case somebody missed that, is there a way that they can get this document?
Yeah, sure. Give us a call, really. So we sent out a link to members and investors. Like Ken said, it is meant to be an open source guide. So we've provided our employers with the complete guide, as well as the option to order printed versions, but they've got individual pages too. So if they just want to include cost of living and what they've already got, they can have that. For anybody listening that thinks this tool would be useful for them in their business or their own recruiting, call our office. We'd be happy to help hook you up.
Ken, you said this was open source. How often would this be updated, do you think?
We've set a target of updating it every 2 years.
Okay.
Because it's a very narrative-heavy document, there's not a whole ton of tables in there that we would have to constantly keep up to date. But we think, you know, given the workload and given the time that it took to create this initial draft, we'll probably take a look at it in 2020.
All right. Anything else we should know about a guide to Greater Galesburg?
I think you got the gist. Give us a call.
All right. And the phone number, by the way, is?
It's 309-343-1194.
All right. Jessica Linder at the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce and Ken Springer with the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. Thanks for your work on this and thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Galesburg Mission. Pork, baked beans.